job is?
Title is, yes.
Yeah, it's Bud L. Hall, and that's Bud with two D's, and I'm Professor of Community Development at the University of Victoria in British Columbia, Canada.
Okay. And how did you get into the field of adult education?
I got into it by accepting a position as a research officer in the National Institute of Adult Education in Tanzania in East Africa in 1970, and I was there for 5 years and eventually did my PhD thesis on adult education and the development of socialism in Tanzania.
Okay. And what is your background before adult ed?
My background is in political science as an undergraduate, with some interest in African studies. And I was in the Peace Corps, the U.S. Peace Corps. And then I did a PhD in comparative and international education with a special focus on African studies.
Okay. What do you love about the field of adult education?
I love the the passion, it's the historical roots in movements of social justice, in the fact that you can link anything that's important in life, to adult education. You can be look at filmmaking in adult education. You can look at sculpture in adult education. You can look at making a lot of money in adult education. Mm-hmm. Not that that's a, very, I don't value that as much as some of the others. You can also look at, at improving your community or changing, dynamics of power in your organization. All of those, if you just add the magic words and adult education to the end of it, you've got yourself a job.
and you also... like poetry that you
Yes, I'm a poet, and I write poetry, and I'm particularly interested in poetry and social movements.
That's awesome. What would you say are your main contributions to adult education?
I'd say that my work in the theory and practice of participatory research, which began in Tanzania in the 70s and continues to this day to some degree, is one of the things I'm most known for. Secondly, my work as a network builder, building the International Council for Adult Education between the years 1975 and 1991. And I think the third area that people associate with me is learning within and because of social movements.
Okay. And what are your major interest areas within adult education? Like, what kind of research are you interested in, or the teaching applications?
Well, I'm interested in engaged scholarship or community-based research. Research processes which combine social investigation, action, and learning. I'm interested generally in learning and, in social justice in community and global settings.
Okay. And what do you see as the future of adult education?
Well, there's always going to be adult education because, we're all of us learning, either individually or in our organizations or in more organized forms in, in programs, such as the one that you're in or that I'm in. But I think that the biggest challenge right now is for adult education to take stock of where it's drifted to. I think it's drifted away from some of its, earlier concern with what's happening to on issues of equity and justice in our communities, and it's gotten more and more, linked in with human resource development and job skills and all of that. And in a world where it's falling apart in a lot of ways, We better start thinking about, we better start using our skills to provide spaces for thinking about the world that we want, instead of just trying to you know, make ourselves useful to the powers that be.
That's very, very true. In the forms of publications and awards and honors that you've received in professional organization involvements, what do you see as the most important to you, or what do you see as the one thing that you really cherish?
The thing that I cherish the most is an eagle feather and a canoe paddle that was given to me by indigenous teachers here in the area that I work in, for my support of the development of indigenous education at the University of Victoria, and another local award recognizing my work, my community leadership in the city of Victoria, and I'm always appreciative of the recognition that I've had at national and international levels, but I particularly cherish those people locally who've taken time to recognize what I've been trying to do.
Well, we do appreciate all the work that you have done, and like I said, researching you and researching some of the other people who have influenced adult education so much has been a wonderful experience, and speaking with you has been a wonderful experience. I really appreciate you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank
all
you.
All the best to you and your fellow scholars who are undertaking this project.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.